Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. This guy's life problem is hilarious. He discovers his old school snack is no longer the way he remembers it, even though it's still pictured the same way on the bag. Okay. So we're talking about Bugles.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
And they're shaped like little horns.
Yep. And I put them on my fingers like fingernails.
Haven't had Bugles in a long time. Used to like them.
I bought this bag of Bugles for the first time in like 15 years. And I bought them because I wanted to put my finger through them like a little hat. You know, none of them have an opening for the hat. None. Is this a Dorito? Bugles, what happened?
Wait, they closed it up?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't had Bugles in a minute.
What? In a minute. They closed up the end?
I guess.
I'm crushed.
Have two drinks at a party.
So, how much do you drink?
I'd say I'm good for about 10 or 12.
Okay. 10 or 12 a week? That's not bad.
Well, a week? Well.
You drink 10 or 12 beers a day?
You counting beers too?
Now, a website is making a case for exactly two drinks at a party, assuming you're a drinker. They say it'll make you relaxed and sociable without making you sloppy or belligerent. So, of course, that story's going viral. Santa's cookies now cost $8.44.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
Yes, leaving cookies and milk for Santa now costs $8.44, which is up 31% from $6.42 it cost 5 years ago, outpacing inflation. Experts say egg prices are driving up holiday inflation. Not the egg prices again. I thought the egg prices went down. That old gag. The egg prices. Today is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Oh, I'm sorry, champ. I think I ate your chocolate squirrel.
Yeah, and the number one thing that Americans like chocolate covered is bacon.
Never had it.
Which is wild. Yeah, I don't think I've had that either. What the Grinch's anatomy would have to look like, would have to be to look that way.
The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
We were watching the Jim Carrey version last night. It's been on last couple days. That's one of my faves. Yeah, the science website, The Conversation, is taking a deep dive into what the Grinch's anatomy says about him. For one, they say his skull is part primate and part canine. Mm. They also point out that his yellow eyes mean that he's good at seeing in low light, mostly during dusk and dawn.
Oh.
So... But
interesting.
Yeah, they've been airing the Grinch a lot lately. A Washington, D.C. family says that more than 100 packages, which were intended for a local hotel, have been delivered to their home over the past 6 months. Here's the homeowner, Brittany, talking about what's been happening.
Man. The past 6+ months, we've been getting at least over 100 packages, I would say. And we've received everything from cat food to vitamin supplements to even a chainsaw. For more than half the year, I've been receiving Amazon packages meant for hotel guests at the Arlo Hotel. They are inadvertently clicking on our address, which shows up first. Unfortunately, it's been a lot of late nights, like after 8 p.m., where folks are coming and knocking on our door, which is pretty tough when you have a kid.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's annoying.
I know.
I mean, it's one thing if it happens every now and then or it's a mistake, but over 100.
You know what else is like real annoying?
100 times.
Like real annoying. And I don't know. I mean, it happens every once in a while. What? And this is like a definitely like a must let lesser version than this. But when like DoorDash delivers the delivery next door.
Oh,
so annoying.
That happens.
So freaking annoying.
Yeah. No, we've
and you got to go. You got to go outside, and you got to like walk into their yard, and you got to go and.
We've been through it with the delivery issue.
Do you knock on the door? Or do you just go grab it?
Oh, we go search and grab our stuff.
Just go grab it and go.
Yeah, we don't knock.
Because you could show up on the Ring cam like a porch pirate.
Oh, well. My stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Every single thing in that, like the complex that we live in, have seen us.
Especially
our stuff gets delivered wrong every day.
It's like cold.
Yeah.
You got to go outside.
You don't even know. I've had to get in the car, put the kids in the car, drive around.
We got like a little table now that we put beside our door.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the DoorDash table.
Oh, nice.
You know, and we say leave it on the table. And you know where they leave it? On the doormat.
Stop.
No, some leave it on the table. You know, we have that like that message permanently put in there. You know?
And I give props to anybody who's out there doing delivery.
Yeah.
I'm giving you all the props.
Absolutely.
I am.
You guys keep our lives rolling.
Hands down, I'm giving you all the props. And we use your service every day. Okay?
Hey, hell yeah. And we're going to continue. Even though if something happens and we bitch about it, we're going to continue to
I mean, we are frustrated sometimes because, you know, our stuff says delivered and you go look for it. It's not there. They even send you a picture where it's at. It's not there.
Yeah.
We're all over the neighborhood. We eventually find the package, but we still are going to give you props.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know what else I love? I love when the Walmart delivery, I'm just going to call them out. I love when the Walmart delivery puts our groceries in the porch because we have a screened in porch and then we have a little outside porch. And when it rains, you're supposed to put it in the screen porch. Okay, fine. That's what we have. Like, if it's raining, please put it in there. But I love when they put it in there and it's not raining. So then I got to go outside to go into the screened in porch. Again, not a huge thing, but still a thing.
Wait.
Really,
let me picture this again. They put it where?
In the screened in porch. And really, all you got to do, like, instead of putting it right up by the front door. Because you walk up on our porch and then the screen porch is to the left. So we have like a little porch, which is outside that walks up to the door. And then we have a screen porch.
Oh, so whether it's raining or not, there, whoever that driver is thinking they're like doing the right thing by putting it like in a safe place, like not out in the open.
Correct. But we're there. So it's not like, you know, they just do it.
Yeah.
And it's only supposed to be when it's raining. Otherwise, you just put it right up by the front door and we open the door. Hey, there's our stuff.
Oh.
But now we got to go outside and go into the screen porch. Again, not a huge deal.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, and I'm giving you nothing but props to all the delivery drivers. I'm not complaining that much. But it's still like, oh, I just love it. I love going out when it's like 0 degrees.
It's like one of his pet peeves.
Like you got to walk out to go get the stuff.
You're so ungrateful, Bill.
Ungrateful? I'm paying for the damn service.
You're so ungrateful.
You're not doing me a favor. You're getting fucking paid.
They're being kind. They're putting it in a safe place.
They're not being kind.
They're delivering it.
You're doing your job.
What do you want?
I'm not complaining.
He's so picky.
We will continue to get, you know. So... Are you picky over...
In the porch, outside the porch.
Are you picky of how much electric you pay for? You know?
Oh my gosh.
So, anyway, that's just something else. But we will continue to do all the delivery, and it's a different life when you have delivery.
Yeah.
Different life.
We love it.
Nick Reiner. Yeah, he's been arrested for unaliving his parents, Rob and Michelle. We've been talking about it. He'd been saying in the family guest house in a 2018 interview, Nick laughed while talking about trashing him one time.
Oh. I got totally spun out on uppers. I think it was coke and something else. And I was up for days on end. And I started punching out different things in my guest house. I think I started with the TV and then I went over to the lamp and then progressive. Everything in the guest house got wrecked.
Did you punch the TV?
Yeah, I literally punched the TV.
Wow. Now, as we've been talking about the acting and directing accolades of Rob Reiner, a reminder that his company, Castle Rock Entertainment, was behind Seinfeld, one of the greatest shows. It may not have lasted without his involvement when early ratings, you know, were dismal. Reiner convinced NBC to keep it on.
Oh.
Yeah. CBS Sunday Morning posted his 2010 interview yesterday, and most of it was done at his house.
We just had to fight like crazy to keep it on the air, which we did.
Did you know that was going to be a hit?
You never know anything's going to be a hit. We knew it was good.
Wow. Crazy, right?
So he kept it on the air.
Yeah. Legendary General Hospital star Anthony Geary passed away on Sunday of complications from a scheduled surgery. He was 78. He played Luke Spencer. And his marriage to Laura Baldwin on the show made TV history in 1981. Here's part of the wedding episode.
I, Lucas Lorenzo Spencer, pick thee, Laura Weber Baldwin, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part.
Yeah, it became the highest single rated hour in soap opera history. Yep. 30 million viewers. There was cut-ins of Elizabeth Taylor giving stink eye. She wasn't at the outdoor shoot when the scenes were shot on a hot August day, so
we'll never forget that.
Crazy. Over 1,400 couples in D.C. broke the world record for most couples kissing under the mistletoe at the same time. Ooh-wee. The final count was 1,435, smashing the old record of 480. Here's Garen Price, the man that helped organize the event when he was recruiting people to make the magic happen.
We are calling all couples to make history with us right in the heart of downtown D.C. The National Mistletoe is a larger-than-life art installation that includes a 600-pound ball of mistletoe, 10 feet wide in diameter, suspended 30 feet in the air at Anthem Row. This year, we're calling all couples to help us break a world record and make history as we kiss under the mistletoe right here in D.C.
Yeah, 1,400 couples kiss under the mistletoe to break the world record. And finally, a guy in Florida is in the news after filling his 5-acre property with Christmas decorations. 5 acres.
Oh, gosh.
Families can drive through for free, and they can also donate if they want to.
Special.
Yeah, it got a total of 37,000 lights. Here's the owner talking about why he does it.
It's enjoyable to me to do. I like to share it with the community. Love when the kids come over and see it and see the big Santa Claus or the big Christmas tree. To watch their eyes light up is what it's all about.
Yeah, and if you don't realize 5 acres is like,
you know, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yes. That's a lot of decorations. Yes.